Why this works? Panna cotta relies on the interaction between gelatin and heated cream. Gelatin needs to be dissolved in a warm liquid to activate its gelling properties. The ratio of cream to gelatin is crucial. Too little gelatin will prevent proper setting, while too much will create a rubbery texture. The heavy cream provides richness, while the milk balances it out, creating a smooth mouthfeel. Chilling is essential for the gelling process. Refrigerating the mixture for at least 4 hours allows the gelatin to fully set, resulting in a creamy dessert that holds its shape when unmolded. The addition of sugar not only sweetens, but also affects the texture, ensuring a soft and delicate final product. Common mistakes? Wrong gelatin ratio. Target 1 teaspoon, about 3 grams powdered gelatin per 500 milliliters of cream. Aim for just set, wobbles dramatically when nudged. Why it matters? Too much gelatin produces rubbery, gummy panna cotta, texture like dessert eraser. Too little and it won't set at all, runny pool on the plate. The sweet spot is barely holding together. What to do? Measure carefully. The signature of perfect panna cotta is the borderline collapse when unmolded. Workarounds. Using sheet gelatin? One sheet, about 2 grams, per 250 milliliters cream. For agar-agar, vegetarian, use 1/4 of the gelatin amount by weight. Produces firmer, more brittle texture. Not bluing the gelatin. Target: sprinkle powdered gelatin over 3 tablespoons cold water. Let sit 5 to 10 minutes until spongy. Why it matters? Gelatin dropped directly into hot cream forms lumps that won't dissolve. Bluing first lets each granule absorb water and prehydrate, so it melts cleanly into the warm cream. What to do? Bloom first, always. Sheet gelatin can be soaked in cold water for 5 minutes, then squeezed before use. Workarounds: skipped blooming and got lumps? Strain the mixture through a fine sieve. Overheating the cream. Target: heat cream to 75 to 80 degrees Celsius, just enough to dissolve sugar and gelatin. Never boil. Why it matters? Boiling cream causes proteins to coagulate, creating grainy texture, evaporates volatile aromas, and degrades the gelatin's setting power. What to do? Use a thermometer or watch carefully. Small bubbles around the edges. No rolling boil. Pull from heat the moment sugar dissolves. Workarounds. For vanilla infusion, heat cream plus split vanilla bean to a bare simmer. Off heat, steep 30 minutes. Then rewarm gently to dissolve gelatin. Pouring too hot. Target: cool the cream mixture to about 50 degrees Celsius before pouring into molds. Why it matters? Very hot cream poured into glass or ceramic molds can crack the molds. Hot cream also continues to cook any vanilla seeds, sometimes producing dark spots. What to do? Let mixture cool 5 to 10 minutes after combining with gelatin. Stir occasionally to prevent gelatin from setting early. Workarounds: for even cooling, place the pan in an ice bath for 2 minutes. Speeds up the cool. Skipping the strain. Target: pour mixture through a fine sieve before going into molds. Why it matters? Even with proper blooming, occasional gelatin clumps form. Straining catches them, produces an absolutely silken final texture. What to do? Use the finest sieve available. Pour directly through into molds. Workarounds: for maximum smoothness, use a chinois, cone-shaped fine strainer, restaurant grade. Unmolding too early or too hot? Target: chill 4+ hours minimum, 8 hours ideal. Unmold by dipping bottom of mold in warm water for 5 seconds. Why it matters? Under-chilled panna cotta collapses when unmolded. Over-warmed mold, hot water, melts the panna cotta's edges, distorting the shape. What to do? Run a thin knife around the edge. Dip mold bottom in warm water briefly. Invert onto plate with confident motion. Workarounds: for no unmold panna cotta, serve in the glass. Easier and equally elegant. What to look for? A smooth, glossy surface on the panna cotta. A slight wobble when gently shaken. A clean unmolding without cracks or tears. A creamy texture without lumps. Chef's view: panna cotta, meaning cooked cream, has roots in northern Italy, particularly in the Piedmont region. Its simplicity showcases the quality of ingredients. The dessert serves as a canvas for various flavors, from vanilla to citrus. Mastering the basic recipe opens the door to endless variations and adaptations. Culinary techniques such as precise heating and chilling play a crucial role in achieving the perfect panna cotta. This dessert exemplifies the balance between technique and ingredient quality, making it a beloved choice for both home cooks and professional chefs.